As workers put finishing touches on a $330 million project that turned a Schenectady brownfield into a resort, I joined other members of the media for a sneak peek at the area's new casino just 1 week before the grand opening.
Welcome, everyone, to Rivers Casino Resort. As you can see, we're ready, and I want to welcome you to our beautiful facility.
General Manager Mary Cheeks addressed reporters Wednesday at the new gaming hall. She has overseen the project since before the first shovel was in the ground.
Initially, it's understanding and learning the market and my way around the Capital Region, hiring a lot of great team members from the Capital Region, doing training and getting ready for the big day of opening our doors to never be closed again.
On the gaming floor, there's row after row of gleaming, colorful, state-of-the-art slot machines, 1,150 in all. Patrons can place bets ranging from pennies to hundreds. Steve Kalashi is director of slot operations.
We have the latest and greatest that the slot market has to offer here. Everything is brand new, freshly manufactured and delivered here within the past few months.
Reporters were given mock player cards. In a few seconds, I won $37 on a Game of Thrones machine. For traditional or hardcore gamers, Rivers offers 67 tables. There's blackjack, pool, roulette, craps, and poker. Bruce Dixon manages the poker room. He's put together a team whose strategy is customer service.
There's such an interest in poker now. It gives a little more choice to the people in this area. I think they've been combined to play in just a few different areas and different places. We're going to bring a different atmosphere. The games are the same, but we're going to have different buy-in ranges. So we have different amenities in the room. You can text to order your meal right at your seat and have your food brought out to you. There's a lot of things in this room that we're going to do. We're going to aim to blow our customers away here.
Mary Cheek says Rivers, aside from the slot machines and gaming tables, is much more than just a casino.
Although it's Rivers Casino, we're not just a casino experience. Once our hotel's open, it's going to be great lodging. We have a great fitness center, a great spa, great dining, great local entertainment that will be engaged through Proctor's. It's going to be an overall experience for everyone.
The Rivers Marketplace has various dining options, including Johnny's To Go, Flipped, and Villa Italia. For steak aficionados, there's Duke's Chop House. Joe Shibetta, Vice President of Development and Operations for Rush Street Gaming, says there are no great steakhouses anywhere else in downtown Schenectady. Certainly none with views of the Mohawk River.
We really focused on making a great steak with great sides and letting folks come in at a reasonable price. We right-sized it to make sure that it makes sense for the amount of business we would have come through the door for the gaming. One of the most important pieces is if you look at the lounge, it's actually bigger than the dining room. And most restaurateurs will say that's crazy, but we wanted to make sure that the lounge came alive, and that's why we put booth seating and tables in the lounge.
Galesi Group President David Bucco says he initially had no idea the old heavy industry site would evolve into a modern riverside resort.
We closed in 2010. We bought this property. So it took us about 2.5 years of tearing it down, getting the site ready, and the casino legislation didn't pass until November of 2013. We weren't sure what to do with these 30 acres. And we were very fortuitous that the state of New York and Governor Cuomo ended up getting the legislation passed. It was enjoyable, the challenge of competing with three other qualified bidders. Whether it's East Greenbush, Rensselaer, and House Cavern, to be able to get Schenectady designated. But this is not about a casino. This is about a riverfront brownfield development. We've got a harbor, we've got apartments, we've got two hotels. And I think that's one of the reasons why we were selected by the gaming board, because it had a bigger impact.
The 50,000-square-foot Rivers Casino also features Van Slick's, a club area featuring large-screen TV and live entertainment, and a 10,000-square-foot event center. The official opening is set to take place Wednesday, February 8th at noon. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.